Kulana Black Gemara, second day Chalamoy, Tavshin Payalov, we are up to Daf Nun Zayin Amad Aleph, Sechta Erevim, we're up to the Mishnah. And we're still continuing to talk about the Tchum, how do you measure the Tchum. So now we're saying what kind of tools you should use to measure the Tchum, how do you measure 2,000 Amad, says the Mishnah. Ein Moedinim, you don't measure Ela Bechevel Shanun Amad, use ropes that are 50 Amad long. Why particularly 50 Amad? We'll soon see. Lo Pachet Lo Yeser, no less and no more. We're actually even going to base it on a Pasuk. And we'll, if the rope is too long, then it sags. And if it sags, you're going to shorten your 2,000 Amas. If the rope is too short, it'll be very taut. And you're actually giving yourself more than the 2,000 Amas you earned. So therefore, we have a rope of 50 Amas, which you can hold straight across. We had to fix a position so everybody is holding the rope at the same height. We're assuming that most people are similar heights, so therefore we're saying keep it at your heart level. What happened? You were measuring it 2,000 Amas. You came to a valley. So the question is, do you then go down the slope of the valley and continue counting at 2,000 Amas, you walk back up? And it could very well be that if you would have leveled it out, you're not going to have 2,000 Amas, you have a lot less. So what do you do when you come to a valley or the God, or you come to a fence? Mavli, you absorb it. The Chayzer Limidosei. You absorb it. In other words, if this particular gorge, let's say, is less than 50 Amas wide, then what you do is you go to a spot where, let's say, it's less than 50 Amas wide, and then you come back here and you just can resume where you started. So this entire gorge might only be 40 Amas wide, even though if you're going to travel the gorge itself, it might be steep 1,000 Amas. And then you're going to, and you're going to walk across, you're walking, a couple of thousand Amas. It doesn't matter. Okay, and the same thing is in the fence. We're talking about a fence that collapsed and there's a pile of rubble there. Higia lahar, what happens? Higia lahar, you came to a mountain. We'll see later what you do if the gorge is wider than 50 Amas. Higia lahar, you came to a mountain. Mavli oi, the same thing. V'chayzel midasi, same thing. You include the entire mountain as if it's level, if it's less than 50 Amas, and then you resume counting beyond that mountain. So if the mountain, if it would be level, be only 40 Amas wide, then that's how wide you treat it, and then you continue resume beyond the mountain. Yeah. What happened? Rashi has two pshat in here, but what happens, let's say, Rashi's second pshat. What happens if, in order to find a spot that is level, so you can walk across and determine the width or the length of this gorge, of this valley, you'll have to walk 1,200 Amas or beyond. So you have to walk 2,200, or let's say 2,200 Amas to get to that spot. And then you walk across and then you come back here to resume. You cannot do that, because people will think that's where you went to is still within the bounds, and they'll make an error. We don't want that to happen. So you shouldn't go beyond the Tchum. And im einu yochel lahavliyoi, what happens if you cannot, let's say, go over the gouges because it's too wide or something, or let's say that spot which is level is way too far, it's too remote. Bezu amar Rabbi Dostoy, this is Rabbi Dostoy says, well, then you have to go down the valley, and how do you measure it? B'yadim shameir shamaiti, I heard, shemekadrim behorim, you break right through the mountains. And this is the idea as follows. If you have to walk down the slope, and more later we'll see how steep the slope is. If you have to walk down the slope and you have to measure that, because it's the only way to go across, then what you do is you have people lined up. The first person puts the rope down by his leg. You try to level it as much as possible. And the next person who is 4 amas down, you use ropes of 4 amas long. The next person who is 4 amas down puts it by his heart. So his heart, more or less, will be on level to your leg, so that's straight. And then he stands in position, the guy on top then goes down 4 amas, and then he puts, and the guy who's standing there who had it originally by his heart brings the rope down now to his foot, and the next person who went down 4 amas brings it to his heart. So really what you're doing is you're leveling, you're getting as level as possible the area or the length or the of this valley or this gorge. That's how you do it. That's called Mekadrin Baharim. You break right through the mountain. Says the Gemara, how do you know, first of all, 50 Amas string? Oidech ha-chotzer, how long should the chotzer be? Me'e ba'amah, it should be 100 amas, v'roichim, how wide? Chamishim, 50, ba'chamishim in 50. What's 50 and 50? Amro Toya, Toya is saying, b'chevosh chamishim amah, modded. I want you to use this rope of 50 amas to measure other things. And what is that? We're using it for tchum again, it's a smachta. Says the Gemara, didn't we learn previously that this pasuk is something else altogether? Hai me'boile, we need it for little chamishim ulesabeb chamishim. That you turn it into a square. You take the rectangle, you turn it into a square. And how do you do that? You take the second 15, you split it in half. So basically it's 72/3 by 72/3. Says Gemara, you're right. Imkain, if so, lemakro, let the Torah just say chamishim, chamishim, 50/50. My chamishim, bichamishim. You measure 50 with a 50 thing, amas, what? A 50 amas rope. Shama menetar, you learn two dinim from here. Says the Gemara, lepachli, says not less than 50, not greater. Tana lepachli, why should it be less than shemarbe? Because it sags, so therefore, you shouldn't have less because it's taut, so therefore you're getting out of a shorter rope, you're getting more distance. But lo yoyse, not longer, because it sags, and therefore you're not getting the full measure you're allowed to walk. Omer Abasi, Abasi says, we will not use only a chevel. What kind of material, what kind of rope should we use? Only a rope shall afkima. My afkima. What's this afsekima? What's afsekima? Omer Ababa, nargila. Nu, my nargila. What's nargila? Omer Abiyakar, like it says, dikla, it's a palm tree, the chad nevora. It has like a bark growing all around it. And that is what you use, because that's the best material to use. It's pretty straight, taut, it doesn't sag, and so on and so forth. Rashi says it's like a vine that grows by grapes, but it grows around a palm tree. Ikadamri, others say, my afsekima. What is afsekima? Rabab Amar Nagil Gil. Yaakov Amar. Rabbi Yaakov says Dikla dechadavara. So Nagil is actually something else. Rabbi Yaakov says it's a Dikla palm tree dechadavara of one vine. Tanya Namar Bishum Chananya Ain Loch Shiyafu Lemedida. The best thing really for measuring is Yosim Mishal Shoyz Baraz using metal chains. Avaman Nesa. What should I do? Shari Amro Toida. The Toida. We find a pasuk somewhere where the Toida talks about measuring. The Toida says of Neviim. It says there. I looked up there in the Shemaim, I saw the Yodai that this Malach had, or a person had, Chevel, a rope, Midah, for measuring. So we see that in Tanakh, clearly when it comes to measuring, use a rope. If you're going to use a Psukim, Vaksim, it says another Pasuk, regarding the Beis HaMikdash of Yad Ish, in the hand of the person, Kneha Midah, there was a measuring rod, which is basically a stick. So we answer, Ahu Latari. If you want to measure the gates, the opening of the gates, for that, you use a stick. That's the best thing to use. And that's the Cheskel's Mishkan over there. And if you want to measure the opening of the gates, use a stick. Tanav Yosef, Shloshe Chavalim, actually, there are three kinds of ropes. Shel Megag, we use, sometimes that's what the rope, the vine that grows around the tree. Shel Netzer, we use also made out of Hashinus. And the Shel Pishten, made out of flax. Shalmagag, meaning this kind of rope, when do we use that? It grows around the vine, around the palm tree, lepora. When it comes to paradumet, now we learn, kavsua, you tie it, bechevel, hamaga, you tie it with a rope, with that rope from maga, venosnua, gamerachosa, and you place that on the base of midos, on the marocha, sorry, on the mizbeach. So you use that particular rope, because it's choshev. Shal, netzora, when do we use the aravis? Is the seite that we use for a seite? What do we use for a seite for this woman who is accused of adultery? Now we learn. Maybe chevel amitzi. They then bring this rope made of shyness from Mitzrayim, and the koshay, and they tie it up lemaila midada, and they bring this rope. They tie it up above her chest. Shall so shouldn't fall down. Shall pishten, and when do they use this rope made out of flax? Linen the medida, when it comes to measuring all kinds of boundaries. So again, when we talk about there in the Mishkan, they measured. You said there that's how you saw this person with had this rope to measure with. That's from a measuring lengths generally. How you made the gia? He's measuring. He came to a hill, or he came to a valley. Midatoni and says the chayz lemidase. What do you mean? You go back to the original place. Mikladi meini yochel avliya. like this. So if you could be mavli, if you find a point later on where it's less than 50 amas, you cross that and then you go all the way back to where you're counting, you know, in front of the city, and then you can resume counting there. And we take the 40 amas you measure there and just add it to here. That's called you go back. What happens if it's not 50 amas wide? It's wider. Let's say it's a long, it's a greater distance, and you cannot include that. No, this is what we learn. If we are standing right now, you cannot physically go across. You go to a point where you could, and there you go. You know, you go across, and you have whatever it is. And you look connected midasa, you go back to where you started, and you go back. So what I told you before. No pictures here. But let's say you were right in the center of the city, and there was suddenly this valley, and you couldn't cross it. So you go to the right, you know, within the tchum, and you get to a part which is like level, so you can cross right over it, and then you're able to measure the length, the a certain distance to go across. Let's say you measure up to 50 amas, and then you go right straight down a parallel line to the line you went, and you go back to where you started, and then you continue the 50 from the 50 amas. This supports what we learned. You were measuring the Gia Hamidul guy. You came to this valley. If you can include that, if you include it in a 50 amma string, fine. But if you can't, then what you do is you go to a place where you could absorb it, was able to cover it, you know, to absorb it. And you do absorb it. And then v'tzeifa, you look back to where you started from, and v'chayzel midas, you go back. Im hoya gai nu'ukam, let's say he was a slopey, he had an incline or decline. Then you do, and but it's able to be traversed. Is magdiv olam magdiv yoyde. Then you do that thing we told you last time, that you have those two people, and you know, one guy's higher up, one guy's lower down, and the guy higher up puts it by his feet, the guy lower down puts it by his heart, and you keep on doing that. You come to wall, we don't say, what about you come to wall, is it possible to walk the wall, it's very steep, you can climb it. Then what you don't say, let's just go right through the wall, bear a hole through the wall, you can, this is a bigger cool, you can just look at it and make an assessment, a rough assessment in your mind. Remember, old chum is under a bun. Make a rough assessment in your mind, you say, oh, well, it looks to me like it's 20 amas wide, and then you just go around and you add 20 amas to your cheshbon. Says you might not now. We look even by a wall, mavliya v'chayzel midasa, that you do the same thing as before. You find another spot which is level, and you cross it, and then you go back to its original place. Hasam over there nichetash mishtei. It's the incline is not that steep, so it's possible to walk over. For example, you can go 10. It rises 10 tefachim every 4 amas, so it's possible to walk over. It's walk on it. So then you say that either you find a spot where it's less than 50 amas, you cross over, or if it's not, then you walk and you do the trick we said, you know, the foot versus the heart, and the other guy's the foot, and so on and so forth, because it's climbable. Here we're talking about a steep wall, an erect wall that is a 90 degree angle with the ground, and if it's so steep, or even a 60 degree angle, it's impossible to walk it up, to climb it. So therefore, we will not include any part of the climbing up at all in the measurement, because it's not something walkable. If it's not walkable, then why would we include that? So therefore, you just use your imagination, what you think, an approximate. When do we say that we use this concept called mekader, where the two people, you know, they start walking and one higher up and one lower down, and one lower down and one higher up, and you're walking over the heart and the foot and so on, but it's possible to walk it. And what is that? There was a special kind of a, what they used to do is, today we have this laser, and all these construction workers have this laser thing, or carpenters, they can tell you straight away whether it's a straight line or not. But what they used to use is, they used to have a weight. They used to have a weight on the bottom of a rope, and if that weight on the bottom of the rope touches the wall, and you drop it. If it touches the wall, that means it's not really straight.
It's called a plumb bob.
What is it called?
It's called a plumb bob. The bottom part, the weight, is called the plumb or the bob. And they just a string with a little weight on the end to measure a straight line.
Okay, a plumb bob, okay. Okay, okay, no problem, yeah. So, but we, the Gemara was saying, we don't have to be that exact. So it couldn't be exact. If it's within four amas of a wall, it's considered pretty much straight down. So when do we say that it's climbable? Elish ein chutz koyel kenegdai. That the chutam is koyel, that this plum, what do you call plum bomb, does not hit the wall. But if, let's say, it's so steep, it's so vertical, that it actually, you know, comes right next to the wall, then so then what we do is, you can use, but if, let's say, if it touches the wall, if it's so vertical, that it falls within four amas of the wall, then you don't use this concept of mekadrin, because first of all, it's impossible. It's very, you know, it's very steep, and you don't use mekadrin because when you use mekadrin, you're still using part of the steepness as part of your. It's impossible to mamash a straight line, so you're using part of your steepness as part of your tchum because you are walking it. So therefore, it's only fair you use part of it, not all of it, because you're not getting that far across. But you're using part of it. Here, there's no part because it's so steep that you can't use any of it. And so what you then use as follows. So Rashi explains what you do is you measure all the way to the very, very edge of this, let's say, valley. And then there's a sheer cliff that goes down. Somebody, you know, drops all the way down to the bottom, measures the valley floor. Let's say whatever the valley floor distance is. You don't measure any part of the wall. You don't include any part of the cliff and then somebody else on top continues then from the edge of this valley on the other side and continues from there. Okay, we're talking about if it's wider than 50 amos, because this is the only way it can be measured is by mekadrin. But if it's narrower than 50 amos, then we know we do the other methods we mentioned before. Says the Gemara, the Kama, and Grishol Gai, how deep can this valley be? And before we say that mavliya, that if it's, you know, if it's less than 50 amos and there's a valley, we just counted, let's say it's 40 amos wide the top. That's what we counted. How deep could it be? I'm going to be about 2,000 amos. But if it's great, if it's deeper than 2,000 amos, we don't do mavliya, we do mekader, as difficult as it is. Eisra, by ass, it says in the Braisa, omokuf, v'roichav nun mavliya, if it's deep, only 100 amos. Within 50, you mavliya. If lav is deeper than 100, ain't mavliya. And you're telling me if 2,000. Who dama kachem? Is it like the other? There's another price. The Tanya chedim oyim nafilu omok apayim. Even if it's 2,000 deep, b'roich nuno 50 wide, mavliya. That's one version. Ikidamri. Another version is Rabbi Yehuda said afilu yeser malpayim. Even if it's greater than 2,000. So the Gemara asked. Nobody says that. Come on. The Leiketana Kama says up to 2,000. The Leikachem would say up to 100. The Leiketana Kama says up to 100. And the Leikachem would say 2,000. So the Gemara Hasan over there is She'ein Chut Hamishkailus Yoyle Kenegde. There it's talking about that the Chut Hamishkailus, that plumb line, the plumb bomb, doesn't actually touch the wall. So therefore, it's not going straight down. It's hitting the wall, which means that it's not vertical. There is an incline, so that it's possible to walk it. So therefore, we're going to be machmir. And you know, the question is how much? 100 deep. I mean, it's still very steep, but because you can walk a little bit, so there's a limit to how deep we go. But Hacha, Rabbi Yosef is talking about bechut hamishkan nedar. It's so steep that the chutz mishkalos is right next to it. In other words, it's like a sheer drop, and it's impossible to walk it at all. So therefore, he says even more than greater than 2,000 deep. So is there a limit in that? And when you say that the chutz mishkalos is, you know, is not touching the wall, to what distance we say that it's not touching the wall? We say four amos. That up to four amos away from the wall, we say that it's straight down. If you get to the mountain, you include the mountain, you go right back to where you started from. Amar said, when do we say that? That was only a mountain that is climbs 10 tefachim within four amis. And so it's climbable, but it's pretty steep. Abu Bahar. So then we do this trick over here that, you know, you just measure, go somewhere else, you measure the as if it's straight, and then you go right back. Abu Bahar Hamaslaki, you know, hey, but if let's say Sahakal, this little the pile of rubble or this hill go climbs 10 tefachim over a distance of 5 amas, so then, you know, the angle might be only like 15% or less, it's not so great. Then you just walk on it because people will walk on it. So you don't do the trick of havla, finding area narrow. You don't do the trick of mekadim, we have people walking up and down. You just walk straight because people, even though, you know, a lot of roads that are not straight, they're not level, they're hilly, and that's how people walk. So you include all that in your 2,000 amas. When do we say that you need havla or kiddur? Only if it's if there's a slope there. But if it's let's say very difficult to climb because it's pretty steep, then he just does an assessment. So his assessment is lekula. Amar Rava says leishanu b'har amaslakas lechamish. Nahum ben Osan says that we're going to learn this whole thing lekula. And what do we mean learn lekula? That this is what the Rava actually meant to say. You're saying here that if you can climb 10 tefachim within 5 amas, you have to count normally, which basically means you lose out a little bit because it's not level ground. It is rising and ascending and descending. And nevertheless, we're going to count every footstep, you know, every amma as a proper amma from the 2,000 ammas. So you're actually not going to end up walking as far as if it would have been all level ground. So it's a bit of a chumrah. His version is a lekula. When do we say only in a mountain? Only if it goes if it's 10 tefachim within 5. That's when we do this havla business or this kiddur business. So then we know we don't count every step as if it's an amma. We do some chachmas to be able to cut some of it out. But if it's steeper, 10 tefachim within 4 amas, we're not going to then do this mekadrin trick havla. Even though then you do assessment while you walk on. So in other words, he's much more makel when it comes to tchumen, that even if it's a slight ascent, he is going to say, let's not count the whole thing as part of a tchum, let's do the mekadrin, where we cut some of it out. We have one person higher up and a person lower down and so on and so forth, cut some of it out. But if it's a bit steeper than that, 10 tefachim within 4 amas, which is steeper, then we say that we're just going to use an assessment. Well, the logic is we don't want you to walk out of the chum to find this, you know, the area where it's level ground and then come back. Why not? Oh, but my time, we are worried. People will say, midas tchumin bo lekan. People will think, oh, that's where the tchum is, and they're going to go there. If you cannot include that, what we learned, Kate said, mekadin. What's this mekadin? I mean, we told you what mekadin is, but how do we know from the Gemara right here? Tachten keneged libe and elyon keneged magulosov. Let's say we're going up the hill, the guy on the bottom puts it by his heart, and then the guy puts it by his foot, which is pretty level, and then the guy on the bottom climbs higher, and the guy at the top who had it by his foot now raises his heart. So we do lose a little bit, but nevertheless, no, but you are using some of the incline in your measurement, but nevertheless, it's a lot less than had you just gone and counting your steps, climbing up. We have a rule, when we do this mekadin business, the rope should only be 4 amas long. This chokhmah of mekadrin, which is very lenient because we're cutting out a lot of the incline, was only a kula when it comes to tchumi because the rabbanon. But we do not do this chokhmah loy be'egla arufa. Let's say we have to measure which city is the closest to the murder. We found a corpse, and the question is which neighboring city is guilty or which is the closest city to it because they didn't escort him, give him protection. There we don't smooth out the hills and the valleys. We walk properly, and then you count your steps and you see who's further and who's closer. And nor by other miklat, we know when it comes to miklat, not only does the city itself protect a person, you know, harbors a person who killed someone by accident, but also the tchum of that city protects him as well. And how do we measure the tchum? We don't do these chachmas. You count physically 2,000 steps. But they change the toida because they are mehat toida, and therefore we don't make these chachmas. Ein moidedin, who should be doing all of these measurements? You can see it's quite difficult and complex. Ela mumcha. Only a guy who's an expert surveyor. We don't want stam people, even they call themselves rabbis, to go out there and do the measuring. It has to be somebody who knows what he's doing. Interesting din. Let's say they found on a later date, they found, you know, that you have signposts with, you know, it says Adchan Tchum. And they see over here that you have, let's say, on the north and then further down south, on the north, your tchum is further out than the post, which is on the south. And the chayla should have been exactly the same. So one of them is wrong. Which one do you think is wrong? You got to stop measuring all over again. So he says, we decided that that sign, which gives it more distance, that's going to be the sign that we accept, and we cancel the other sign and we just level them out. And we just take the shorter route and your measurement, we extend it all the way to the same place where the outer sign, where the further sign was. And we're going to assume that maybe they didn't stretch the rope out all the way, they let it sag, and so therefore they lost a lot of space. Because one of them obviously made a mistake. Another thing we said here is, what happens? Riba le'echad and mi'ed le'echad, the two people doing it, and one person says it's a bit further, and one person says it's a bit further, closer in. Is shaming the merubah. You always listen to the person who gives more space. I feel evid. I feel a shivchan money. Even a servant and even a maid is believed leimah to say at kan tchum Shabbos. Remember growing up, remember this is where the tchum Shabbos ends. Shalei amru chachamim esadava. The whole idea of it, when they made the gzedus, we don't want you to walk beyond the tchum. We didn't want to make it lahachmer v'hakol. The whole idea of tchum is to give you ability to walk a little bit on Shabbos. So we weren't out to make it as difficult as possible, but we were trying to find ways to make it easier so that you could walk something. So the tenai was when we lechatchila made this whole idea of tchumim, we said we want you to be lenient as possible. So therefore, we'll believe the even aiding that normally are not to be believed, an eved or a shivcha, we're going to believe them. If a person has a longer row, longer distance, a short distance, we'll always follow the longer distance, and we'll continue tomorrow in Yitzhak Hashem.